You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
The Tea Biz Podcast and blog connect you directly to experts in the tea lands. Listen as their voices reveal the news, innovations, cultural insights, and consumer trends that most impact the industry. Paired with Tea Journey, a digital magazine for tea enthusiasts, the Tea Biz Portal is a global resource for everyone who loves tea. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. The World Tea Conference reunites North America's tea community with contemporaries from overseas. The global tea market is expected to reach $266.7 billion by 2025. Germany's Rhonenfeld Tea celebrates its 200th anniversary. Plus, conversations recorded on the floor at World Tea Expo reveal an upbeat return to normalcy as commerce concerns focus on the economy, changing consumer behavior. Join us for visits with exhibitors and attendees. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
The World Tea Conference and Expo reunited North America's tea community with contemporaries from overseas this week at an energized event focused on normal business concerns following 3 years of unprecedented disruption. Presentations on economic conditions, sourcing and supply, trade, quality issues, health and wellness, product innovation, and marketing reflect post-pandemic challenges, best summed up by following the advice of Shabnam Weber, president of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada. She encouraged everyone to embrace the change. In her talk, Weber explained the economics of food retail are difficult just now and becoming more so. Inflation has eroded discretionary spending. She said consumers only put what they need in the basket. Fortunately, tea is prominent on the need list. Tea retailers operate in a world where they no longer set the trends, she told attendees. Purchase influence has shifted beyond the immediate circle of family and friends to a global consensus that is changing at a tick-tock pace. The pandemic accelerated that pace, and retailers must manage an omni-channel presence to catch up. Sessions on Internet Marketing by Steep Tea founder Mackenzie Bailey and a session on Engaging the Local Community in Public by sisters Justine and Melissa Duquette at Community Tea in Buffalo, New York, stressed the importance of modern marketing techniques. The Duquette sisters recounted the success of tea education, including a local television program. The conference and expo returned as a live event for its 20th edition after web-based events in 20 and 21. Many foreign suppliers and attendees could not attend during those years due to travel restrictions. This year's exhibitors included several China-based tea suppliers, and tea growers representing Sri Lanka, Africa, Myanmar, Nepal, and Indonesia. India, as well, was represented by several first-time exhibitors, including the well-known brand Lakshmi Tea. Winners of the Best Of Awards include Most Impactful Global Tea Body, Ethical Tea Partnership, Most Sustainably Driven Tea Company, Yoga Tea, Most Creative Tea Marketing Program, Beulah USA Retail, Most Innovative Tea App, Adagio Teas, Best Boba Bubble Tea Company, Percolate, Best Tea Inspired Chef, Shania Thomas Floyd at Conjure Tea, Favorite Tea Focused YouTube Channel, that's the Tea House Ghost, and the Favorite World Tea Speaker from the past 5 years, Jenny Dodd at Jenny Dodd Tea. Business Insight. The return of maskless tea company-hosted parties and late-night reverie in Las Vegas nightclub after-parties was warmly welcomed by attendees of the long-running World Tea Conference and Expo. Anna Fleck, a researcher at Statista Consumer Market Research, commented on the firm's newly released outlook on the global tea market, which estimates sales will reach $266.7 billion by 2025. Statista's consumer insights show the respective share of tea drinkers in selected countries. Surveys varied from 1,000 to 10,000 respondents by country and were conducted at various times during 2022. Turkey remains the country with the highest rate of tea drinkers, with 9 in 10 people saying they regularly drink the hot beverage. The Consumer reports a surprising finding that more Americans on average drink tea than mainland Chinese. The survey revealed 49% of Americans said they regularly drink tea, and 45% of Chinese respondents said the same. The survey found that 69% of Irish respondents regularly drink tea, 10% greater than respondents living in Great Britain. Kenya, a major tea producer and exporter of tea, also ranked highly among the 56 countries analyzed, with 83% of its respondents saying they regularly drink tea, writes Fleck. Pakistan also reported 83% regularly drink tea. In the global comparison, Spain came in closer to the bottom, with just over a third of people there reporting they regularly drink tea. Ronnefeld tea owner Jan Baran Holzefel is celebrating the firm's 200th anniversary. The venture has long championed supplier relationships and respect for the environment, Holzefel explained at the World Tea Conference. His presentation described a broad range of initiatives, from a tea academy and training program to compostable packaging and carbon offsets.
I think tea is a natural product, so we need to do everything in our hands to protect this nature so that future generations can enjoy a beautiful cup of tea also in the next decade and in the next century. So we try to avoid anything that is not necessary. We try to reduce our carbon footprint wherever possible. And we have joined two organizations also to conquer our social responsibility. Number one is Ethical Tea Partnership. That's an organization in London focusing really on the pluckers and the people living in the tea gardens. And the other one is Child Aid Network. That is an organization that tries to help children with school and with their first step into life. And both of them are very successful, and we are proud to be part of these two organizations.
I'm here today with Jan Baran Holzefel, who's the head of a 200-year-old tea company, with some advice for listeners on how to survive 200 years in tea.
Number one is you need to stick to your quality and price level. And number two is stick to your niche. Once you focus on these two issues, then I think you can expand into other channels, into other markets, and then you will be very successful.
Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.
India Tea Price Report for Sale 12 for the week ending 25th March 2023. This week, an action taken report was presented in the Parliament on the 23rd of March. This follows from the Parliamentary Committee's report on issues affecting the Indian tea industry, especially in Darjeeling. One of the things that came up was that the Directorate General of Trade Remedies has not yet received a written application from the Indian tea industry on the dumping of tea from Nepal. And without this, it cannot initiate an anti-dumping investigation. On action taken, the report states that stringent requirements for the certificate of origin on Nepal tea imports will be raised in the next review meeting of the India-Nepal trade treaty. And another point was that the Department of Commerce has requested the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India to allow the import of tea from Nepal only at three land customs stations, which are Jogbani, Panitanki, and Raksol. And here, the FSSAI has trained customs officials to strengthen the food import clearance of tea. In auctions, Bharat Auction was piloted in North India. The total offerings and demand was low, and while orthodox software demand, only about 10% sold for over 200 rupees a kilo. And there will be no sale 13 in North India this week due to insufficient tea. South India saw sale 12 with about 2,800 tons of tea on offer. And the orthodox grades did well, the sale volume of 99% and an average price of 170 per kilo. And in weather, Assam received rainfall across the state last week, which was a big relief. Upper Assam is predicted to see cloudy weather with rain and thunderstorm this week. And heavy rainfall is also predicted in Darjeeling, Kalimpong, and parts of the Terai on the 1st and 2nd of April.
Xi Shen in Beijing received the latest prices after deadline this week. Listen next week as she reports on domestic tea prices in China, compiled by 17 associations of growers of traditional tea varietals. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steep simply and conveniently.
Conversations recorded on the floor at World Tea Expo reveal an upbeat return to normalcy as commerce concerns focus on the economy, changing consumer behavior. Join us for visits with exhibitors and attendees. This is Dan Bolton on the floor with Wouter Verhulst. Tell us about the show.
It's an amazing thing. A lot of nice tea people from different backgrounds, from commodity guys to specialty people to herbal people, blenders, packers. Lovely community, great presentations. I'm looking forward every year to come and join.
Tell me about where you're from and what's your company.
I'm originally from Belgium. I lived in Malawi for about 7 years, and I'm representing Satemwa Tea and Coffee Estates in Europe. So we have a direct trade office, and we are producing different types of specialty teas, from white up to smoked and black and green teas, all from Malawi, single estate. That's what we're doing.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo with
David from Tezume.
Hey, David, tell us a little about the show.
The show is a really unique atmosphere. We're finally getting to meet people that I've read online and I've read their blogs, and getting to meet them in person has been a really illuminating and exciting time.
Tell me where you're from and a little about your company.
I am from Pennsylvania, near Philly, and I am from Tezume. We specialize in Japanese tea and teaware and tea culture.
Thanks so much for being on the floor with Dan Bolton. This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo with
Patricia Grails.
Hey, tell us about the show, Patricia.
This show is unbelievable. There's so many ethnicities. There's different parts of the world. Everyone is presenting their varieties of teas, and it's great to meet people from all over the world.
Tell us a little about where you're from and your company.
Well, we're originally from the north of Greece. We have premium organic herbal teas. You know, it's our Greek tea brand that focuses on product purity, sustainability, and it offers the freshest organic herbal teas on the market. And drinking our teas will have a positive impact on your emotional, spiritual, and physical health, as it's done for Greeks.
Thanks so much for joining us today. It's On the Floor with Dan Bolton. This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo with
Maxim Costa, Bloomy Tea.
Hey, Maxim, tell us about the show.
Well, the show is absolutely fascinating. This is our first time experience being here in Vegas, being exposed to such a great mass of professionals and people alike who are just looking for innovation in tea industry, different tastes, different looks, different colors. We really extremely overwhelmed with the amount of products that we see from other vendors. We're very lucky and happy to promote our product in this place, and we're definitely looking forward for next year in this place to be, because it seems like this is a great chance to get a maximum exposure for new brands, new products. We're happy. We like it here.
Excellent. Tell us where you're from and a little about your company.
Right. We are from, both my wife and myself, Yulia and I, we run Bloomy Tea from Boca Raton, Florida. That's in the U.S. And we relatively new. Bloomy Tea was born about a year ago. The first product was showed on the market about 6 months ago. We pack tea inside the cup. We call it a Smarty Kappa. It's our registered product. We are excited about bringing an organic loose leaf tea in a to-go settings for the masses, for people who love tea. No hassle. It's just a tea inside the cup. You add hot water and enjoy your Smarty Kappa.
Thanks for joining us on the floor. This is Dan Bolton on the floor at World Tea Expo with
Smithika Sharma.
Hey, tell us about the show.
So Dan, we've been having a wonderful time here. It is our first time exhibiting at the World Tea Expo. I was a part of the expo last year as a visitor, liked it so much that we made sure that we exhibited this time. It's great to see a community of tea from the world over, whether it's Chinese tea, Nepal tea, teas from, you know, across the world, Japan, India, and of course our own estates from Rwanda. We've been having a wonderful experience, and we hope to be a part of this next year as well.
Tell us where you're from.
I'm from, originally from India, and I represent Lakshmi Estates.
Tell us about the company.
Our estates are a collection of 23 estates from Assam, Darjeeling, and Rwanda. We have Makaibari as our crown jewel of estates, which is one of the oldest estates and tea factories in the world. We have 20 estates from Assam and about 3 from Rwanda, and we're very happy to be here.
Thank you so much. You're on the floor at World Tea Expo with Dan Bolton, and I have with me
Michael Hamm.
Michael, tell us a little about the show.
The show, this has actually been our first time exhibiting. I've been here before as a visitor. 2 days, just action-packed, so many prospective and even now cafe partners, distributors, meeting even like retail tea buyers. It's just been a fantastic experience, and I think we've gotten definitely our return on investment here with respect to the people that we've met. And it's been fabulous. I encourage a lot of people, maybe come first as a visitor and check out the scene. And this is our first time exhibiting, but it's definitely paid dividends.
Tell listeners where you're from, Michael.
I'm from Mount Kisco, New York. It's Westchester County, about an hour north of New York City.
And a little about your company, right?
Wild Orchard is the first brand to introduce regenerative organic certified teas, the highest standard for soil health, animal welfare, and farm worker fairness. So we want to bring high quality teas to everybody.
Thank you so much. This is Dan checking off at On the Floor. I'm on the floor with
Adam Wolfley.
Will you tell us about your experiences at World Tea Expo?
Oh, the experience has been amazing. I went to the tea incubator on both days, learned all about tea, all about the business. It's been a weak spot for Undertow Trading, my company, and it's really reinforced my confidence in being able to run the business.
Tell me a little about where you're from and about your business.
So I'm from Troutdale, Oregon. It's a bedroom community outside of Portland.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of tea biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.